Do-do-do-do-do. That's all, Paul. Sorry to cut you off there.
Hello, you're on 761-3330 with another week of film listed fun.
When people snort when they have a cold, you know, and then they swallow, because it's kind of like they blow their nose, but then they lick it off the Kleenex. I think that's real gross.
A gentleman's got a walking stick, a seaman's got a gap. And the married men of Robin Hood, they use the quarterstaff. On the Spanish plains inside their cave, they hide their ruddy sword. But we make do with an old bamboo and everyone afloat.
One, two, three, four, one, two, let's go! You never give me a little bomb, rum-pa-de-be-pa-ra-pa-bomb, zoo-doo-doo-doo-doo, old bamboo! Hello, gang, this is Paul Mack here on 761-3330, and thanks for calling Paul Mack Presents. Hey, listen, I'm really sorry about all that confusion and messed up contractions and whatever you want to call them. I'm really sorry, gang, because I've been out making a movie. That's right, last weekend, and I want to tell you, it went really good. And by the way, if you're interested in seeing this film, well, you just keep on calling us up every week at Paul Mack Presents, and, well, we'll get you a date premiere, and we'll have you at our screening for Obliteration. That's right. Okay, now, we got some announcements to make. Dual Face, is back up. That's right, Dual Face is happening again, folks. So give it a call at area code 213-761-1330. I know my buddy Dan will be glad to hear from you. Or 213-761-1760. All right. Well, other than that, we got a lot of good comments for you this week. And if you can leave some comments for us this Friday and Saturday on the input line, we'll really appreciate that. By the way, this is the tape for March 28th, Monday through Thursday, the 31st. And by the way, happy Easter if you celebrate Easter, and happy Passover if you celebrated Passover. Okay? Well, that's about all for this end. Now let's get into some comments and movie promos for Paul Mack Presents. Thanks for calling.
Paul, old buddy, this is Tony North Hollywood. I just wanted to know if you could give me a decent rating on the movie Curtains. I just saw an advertisement for it on television. And before I go out and spend my money on it, I'd like to, find out what your approval would be on it.
Hi, this is Lee from North Hollywood, and I just want to tell everybody not to go see the movie Curtains. It's a terrible movie, and it's not worth the money. And even for a horror movie, it's really bad.
Charles Bronson is a cop looking for a killer, and he's running out of time. 10 to midnight.
I'm a mean, selfish son of a bitch, but I want a killer, and what I want comes first. He found some blood.
He's lying. There was no blood on my clothes, and he knows it.
When there is no justice, Charles Bronson is the law. 10 to midnight. From Canon Releasing, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent or guardian.
Hey, your listeners ought to know about Biphone. It's for anybody who has a computer and 300 baud communication. They can dial up. It's used for free. And the number is 474-0270. They ought to give it a try. It's really great.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about a movie that's been playing in Los Angeles for 8 years, and every night at midnight, called Pink Flamingos. Barnes' 350-pound transvestite Divine. I think it's one of the better films that's ever been made. The writer, director, producer, John Waters, has made several quote-unquote cult films, and if you're interested in seeing something a little different, and if you're a little open-minded, and if you're into things like transvestites and you're tired of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, I'd check out Pink Flamingos that plays at the New Art now on Friday at midnight. The New Art's at 11272 Santa Monica Boulevard.
We asked actress Drew Barrymore what she thought of Paul Mack, and her answer was...
At first I thought he was pushy, then I got used to him.
No, seriously, it's John from Northridge here again, as usual, and I saw that movie Ator. Oh my God, it sucked. I mean, how can these writers and producers be so stupid? God, man. Don't see it. You're wasting your money. Seriously. Honestly. This has been John from Northridge.
Thanks, John. We asked actress Drew Barrymore what she thought of John from Northridge, and she said... Need I say more? Anyhow, there was someone else last week who called in a three-party line. I didn't get to play the whole comment about Ator, how bad it was. Well, let's listen to the rest of that comment and that third party right now. She had some really intelligent things to say. Take it away, Selena.
That movie was the worst movie I've seen. I mean, my boyfriend talked me into going to that movie. And do you know, I could have spent that $5 on some new socks.
Would have been definitely worth the while, Selena. Definitely worth it. This movie, like Dale said, it's like the joke without the punchline. And when you go and see it, you can come up with like a book full of them, I swear to God. Well, I'll tell you, if you have nothing better to do, go see it and laugh yourself back out of the theater. But if there are a whole bunch of movies out, and one of them, all out that you want to see, and one of them... Attack of the Killer Tomatoes definitely rated higher. Anyway, if there's a bunch of movies out that you haven't seen yet that you want to see, and Ator is one of them, go see the other ones. This has been a comment, or not really a comment, more like a warning from David, Dale, and Selena of Burbank. Bye.
What is life? Life is a tiny boat bobbing on a sea of questions under a buttermilk sky that is boiling with clouds filled with blue cheese. If you can believe that, have we got a movie for you. Monty Python's The Meaning of Life.
Tonight, we're going to solve it all. Tonight, it's the meaning of life.
From Universal Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without fail.
This is Dale from Burbank, and last night I went to the Magic Castle, which was a thrill for me because it's one of those places that I always thought no one could get into unless they were one of the elite set. So I definitely enjoyed myself. It's a lot of fun. If you ever get a chance to go and or get invited, you can get in if you're a guest of one of the magicians or you know someone who's a membership. The magic was incredible. I was right there close up in front of the magician at a couple of the shows, and I could not see what was being done or how it was being done. Unbelievable stuff. And even when the magic isn't good, they're so funny, you just laugh yourself silly the whole night. So it's worth it, even just for the humor. So anybody out there ever gets a chance to go to the Magic Castle, you're going to love it. It's great. And make sure you see Irma. Okay, well, that's all this week from Dale from Burbank. Booyah.
Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it's Easter shopping time again, and there's a big crowd in the street. All the stars have been out getting their new Easter outfits. Jack Benny will be a little late with his. The line around the Salvation Army was longer than usual. One guy was furious because his wife paid $100 for a hat with a very wide brim, but it worked out all right. She got her money back as a test pilot for Lockheed. You know, one American fashion designer created quite a stir when he said that British men don't know how to dress. But the British got even. They just pointed to a picture of Crosby. And the dress styles this year are really revealing. The new sun suits are so brief you can only wear them on a clear day. If it clouds up for a minute, you get arrested. Then, of course, there's the co-ed model. It's so brief, if you get acquainted with Gary Crosby, they provide an extra swash of material so you'll have a place to put the fraternity pin. And there's a lot of new novelties this year. In one store, they're featuring dark glasses equipped with blinders. They're for married men to wear at the beach. But I didn't have to buy so many clothes for Easter because all my brother's suits fit me. Of course, I prefer the stripes that go up and down, but... And you know, there's a new miracle fabric that's wrinkle-proof, waterproof, and repels all insects. I wanted the suit made of it, but it was too insect-repellent. Every time I went near it, it snarled at me. You know, when I was a kid, I brought my Easter rabbit to school under my clothes, and just as the teacher called on me to recite, he started racing around and around inside my underwear. I was the only kid at Euclid Avenue Grammar School who ever answered a question from the flagpole. In one department store, they were having a sale, women's suits $1 each, and you should have seen the mob fighting over them and trying them on. It's the first time I ever saw Jack Benny in a skirt.
Here it comes, a double dose of Disney animation.
Oh, gadzooks!
First, the first motion picture to tell the real story of young King Arthur and Merlin.
The world's most powerful bunga.
It's sword and sorcery at its silliest, the Sword in the Stone, plus a brand new featurette, Winnie the Pooh and a Day for... A Disney double feature that's double the fun. Rated G, general audiences.
So, Paul, I have to disagree with you on your comments on montage. I think by the year 2000, people will be laughing that they put people in jail for smoking an herb. Good balls.
Next victim?
Hello, John from Northridge.
That figures.
I just saw that movie, Max Dugan Returns, and it's really a good movie. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd rate it about an 8. The humor is very good, and the plot is very good. It's a good movie. I'm going in circles here. It's a good one. You got to go check it out. Bye.
Aren't you tired of being spaced out by sci-fi, grossed out by tales of terror, blown out by disasters, and cried out by romances? Well, it's time to feel good again. It's time to laugh again. All you need is a little Max Dugan. 20th Century Fox presents Max Dugan Returns. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
And remember, you're on...
761-3330. Please make a note of it.
That's about going to do it this week for Paul Mac Presents. Sorry for getting a late tape out, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Have a nice day, and go see a movie.
Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And our pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, love us too. High, low, anywhere we go, on chitty chitty we depend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our fine four fender friend.
We thank you for calling us, we hope it was not a fuss, and wow, I cannot rhyme very well. I want to tell you, gang, I'm not the greatest singer in town, but I get by. Listen, I really hope you enjoyed the show next week. Hopefully Roxana Zhao from Table for Five, who just got back from England with her command performance for the Queen, will be on the tape. And, well, we're going to have other guest stars. Tony from North Hollywood again, oh my goodness. Well, anyway, thank you for calling, and don't forget Fridays and Saturdays, listen for the beep tone, and leave your comments. Have a good day, and go see a movie. Bye.